And lawmakers in Illinois may soon vote to eliminate that state's statute of limitation on child sex abuse crimes. The move comes in response to the 15-month sentence that was handed down last month to former U.S. House Speaker Dennis Hastert. Hastert admitted molesting teenage boys he coached decades ago, but he could only be sentenced for a financial crime related to the abuse. NPR's David Shaper reports this and other high-profile sex abuse cases have prompted several states to revisit their statutes of limitation.
53-year-old Scott Cross stood in a downtown Chicago federal courtroom telling what he calls his darkest secret. That is, high school wrestling coach Denny Hastert had molested him in 1979. It's a secret he held for 36 years. The judge expressed frustration that he could only sentence Hastert for a financial crime because the statute of limitations on the sex abuse had run out long ago. A frustration shared by Chicago's U.S. Attorney Zachary Farden.
I wish Mr. Hastert had been called on the carpet in 1968 and we'd all be better for it.
Unlike in the 1960s and 70s, when Hastert sexually abused his victims, Illinois now allows victims of child sexual abuse to bring charges up to 20 years after they turn 18. But even that's not enough time, according to professionals who treat, counsel, and advocate for survivors of sex abuse. Polly Poskin of the Illinois Coalition Against Sexual Assault says people who are abused as children and adolescents find it difficult to speak out because their abuser is often someone they know and trust and is also likely to be respected in the community.
I mean, that is the primary reason victims do not report. They won't be believed.
Poskin says victims often struggle for years to understand what happened to them and why. She says many blame themselves and feel pain, shame, and guilt.
So oftentimes they suffer in silence.
Polly Poskin says it can take decades for victims to come to terms with the abuse and even longer to report it. And to find out then that the statute of limitations on the crime has already run out can be devastating.
In our work, we say that you feel like you've been raped twice.
By giving them until they're 38 to come forward, Illinois is actually one of the better states for survivors of child sex abuse. If the abuse happens elsewhere, well,
the states are all over the place.
Law professor Marcy Hamilton of the Cardozo School of Law in New York advocates for completely eliminating statutes of limitation for sex abuse, which she says only two states, Delaware and Minnesota, have done. On the other end of the spectrum are Alabama, Michigan, Mississippi, and New York, which give victims just 3 to 5 years to come forward. Hamilton says states' time limits can vary based on whether it's a criminal or civil case, and they can differ depending on the type of abusive conduct.
So you end up with this kaleidoscope of what's happening in the country, and God bless victims trying to figure out when they should go to a lawyer or the prosecutor.
But some legal experts caution that doing away with statutes of limitation could compromise justice. Hugh Mundy is a professor at Chicago's John Marshall Law School.
As time passes, I think the ability for both sides to gather evidence, to interview witnesses, to do the kind of investigation that's necessary for both prosecution and defense, that erodes.
Nonetheless, many states revise their statutes of limitation after the Catholic Church sex abuse scandals. And now, in part because of the Hastert case, there are new proposals to lengthen or eliminate time constraints for reporting child sex abuse in Illinois, New York, Pennsylvania, and a handful of other states. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.